Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Vav, and we are on the top, Nun Vav Amun Aleph. We are here in the seventh parak of Nedarim, Hanodim and Ayarek, and we continue the discussions of different formulations of Nedarim and what they include, and what they don't include, and when we go Holchanach Halashim B'nei Adam, and how this compares to other contexts of Halacha. Okay, so here we go, Nun Vav, as we continue our trek through Maseches Nedarim, through Shas. Next daf coming up right now. Says the Mishnah, Hanodim and Abayis Mutter Ba'aliyah. If somebody makes a neder from a house, I can't go into the house. Mutter Ba'aliyah, they are allowed to go into the upstairs, the second floor, because that is not considered the language of Bayis. Bayis is when people mean the ground floor. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. The Aliyah is not Bechlal the Bayis. Not Bizman Hazeb. Bizman Hazeb, when we say house, we lechora mean the whole house. When we say when somebody buys a house, then they buy the whole house, right? In the Sugyas and Baba Basra, as Bezra will get to soon also, there are differences in ways that people refer to houses today and ways that people refer to houses then. So here's another example. If somebody's Odom and Abayis, Remeir says the Aliyah is not included. The Chachamim Omrim now, Aliyah Bechlal Abayis. Aliyah is included in the Bayis. Hanodim in Ha'aliyah Mutter Ba'Bayis. But if somebody specifically makes a neder from the upstairs, so we don't say that the only way that you can get upstairs is through the downstairs, and the downstairs therefore is Asur, because that's the pathway to the upstairs. No, if you know there have been the upstairs, so only the upstairs is off limits according to everybody. The only machlokas is Hanodim min Ha'Bayis. That's the Mishnah. If you look in the Rashba here expands this. Not only does this apply by Nedarim, but there's another area of Halacha where we have Bayis and Aliyah that are separated. Says the Rashba, just like the Rashba a couple of days ago brought in Yerushalmis that showed that these halachas apply in other areas of halacha. So to hear, the Rashba says, Tanya bebraisa, umasina la beperakama de sukkah. The braisa that's brought in the beginning of Sukkah and Dav Zayin. Bayis she'ein bo dalid al dalid, pater min amezuzo min amake v'chulu. A house that is not 4x4 Amos, so that house is pater from mezuzah, pater from maket. That's where the Gemara talks all about the halachas putting together a mezuzah. V'tanulah la'adim b'braisa b'Yerushalmi b'Maseches Ma'isros, and then he quotes the Yerushalmi in Maseches Ma'isros in Gimel. V'tanulah hanodim min habayis mutar le'sheba, and if somebody's noder min habayis mutar le'sheba, if the house is not dalal al dalal, that's not called a bayis. So our Mishnah talks about the Aliyah. What about a house that's less than 4x4 Amos? So is that might not be called a house for certain areas of Halacha. Ma'ake uses the Lashon of Bayis. Ma'ake says Ma'ake L'Gagecha. It uses the Lashon of a roof. And Patim and a Mezuzah. Right? But a Mezuzah you have to put on your rooms. But if this is not a Bayis because it's so small, so then we say it does not require wouldn't be included in Hilchos Nedarim, and it wouldn't be Chayev in Mezuzah. Right? That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rashba, not the Rashba, quotes the Din in Maseches Sukkah, in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Simen Reish Pei Vav, the laws of what is Chayev in Mezuzah and what is not Chayev in Mezuzah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Pei Vav. Mekamos achayav mimezuzah sif yud gimel bayis shein bo dalaramos potter. A house that is less than 4x4 amos is potter from mezuzah. Ve'im yesh bo, there is a machlokas rishonim. What happens if there's no 4x4 amos, but there is the same square area just in different dimensions? What if you have 8x2? You don't have 4x4. Is that chayav mimezuzah? Right, if it's not 4x4, but you have the same dimensions as if it would be 4x4, same area. V'miyish bo k'dilu rabeya dalaramos adalaramos b'shaveh, af al b'yishe'er kol yeser al rachbo, o shehu agul, what if it's a circular room, o bal hezavios, chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch Shita, following the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says 4x4 is lav dafka. It just means that area is needed. If you look at the Shach quotes the Shita of the Rosh. It's really a machloka. The Rambam and the Rosh says the Shach v'das haRosh einu chay b'mezuzah elim kenu meruba dalal dalal amos. It's got to be 4x4. Well, the fisha kaza beBeis Yosef dinatina kaharabam deholo paligale ela haRosh. The Beis Yosef says, you know why I pass by the Rambam? Because no one else argues on it besides the Rosh. That's why lo hevi kad elatasa devei Rambam. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring two deos here. He just goes to Rambam. Aval be'emes says the Shach in his classic style. There are other people that hold like him. Gam dasa ben Yeruchim b'sof sefer ha'adam karash v'kai. Had at least one other person. V'kasev shekein tasweker al kenire diyishlakale below bracha. Says the Shach, if you have this type of situation, be koveya without a bracha because the Rosh is not a das yachid. Or put up two mezuzahs and have in mind this one included in the bracha of another one. So this is the Shulchan Aruch and this is the Shach. But then comes, regarding the sugya, the Chamudi Daniel. The Chamudi Daniel. What is he all? The Pesachim Shuvah right here. Sefer Chamudi Daniel. Kas Nira Kat Nira. Dafka Beis Dira Tzara Dafka Shidal Ramos Adal Ramos. Aval Beishar Umir Peses Vegina. I'll feel less but Dalar al Dalar Chayavin, says the Chamudi Daniel. When do you say that Dalar al less than Dalar al Dalar is a Chisaron? Where basically it's supposed to be more than Dalar al Dalar. A house is supposed to be more than 4x4 Amos. But, therefore if you have a house that's less than that, that's an inferior type of house, that's a problem. But what if you have something that is used, and it's supposed to be less than Dalar al Dalar, but it is usable, and it's fine. Let's say somebody has a very small kitchen. Right in an apartment, a very small kitchen. It's less than 4x4. So, and 4x4 isn't even so small. Less than 4x4. Right? That's not such a small area. But you can tell me that there's no chiva mezuzah in the kitchen? No, there is. Because that is how, that's whether the kitchen it goes through to somewhere, it's a beishar, right? It serves some other function. So, says the Chamudi Daniel, if its purpose is served even less than 4x4, so then that would be good enough. The Brisa is only talking about a case where it should be more. It should be bigger. He says if your house is a big house and it's 4x4, more, but it's split up into different rooms, he says that's fine, that's chayav mezuzah, that's what it's supposed to be. There's a gemara at the beginning of Sukkah that the Rishash thinks is a riot to the Chamudi Daniel, but this is the Shita. What happens by a closet? A closet that's less than 4x4, most closets are less than 4x4, unless you have a walk-in closet that's very large. So, again, it's a machlokas, whether this function is served or not. So, some would say that if it's a very small closet, for sure. If it's not a walk-in closet, for sure, it does not need a mezuzah. But if it is a walk-in closet and there is room to walk in there that is not such a tiny space, then there's a discussion in the poskim. And besides the discussion in the poskim whether it's chayv and mezuzah, the question is why you're chayv and mezuzah. Is it because it itself serves a function as is? That's the Chamudi Daniel. And therefore you'd put a mezuzah on the right side going in. Or other achronim say, well, it services the main room. Services the main room, and that's why it would be chayv and mezuzah. And that, according to that reason, you'd require mezuzah on the right side going in to the main room, not going into the closet. Either way, this is the sugya of the Machlokas Rambam Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, and the Chamudi Daniel quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. That's based on the Rashba that brought up that Bryce and the Rishalmi right here on our Mishnah when it comes to what's included in bias. So our Mishnah spoke about Aliyah, but the Rashba brought in what about a bias, She'ein bo dalit al dalit. Okay, so we continue. Mantana bebeis l'rabos es hayatzia, bebeis l'rabos es ha'aliyah. Who is the author of the Brisa that says Bebase Pashas? This is by the Pasik, by the Ron quotes. We're going to go with the Ron's Girsa, which is our Girsa. Bebase Eretz Achuz Aschem by Tsara'as of Abayas. The drasha is that it only applies to a house. Barabo says a Yatzia that includes a porch. If you have a porch that gets Tsara'as Abayas, that is included. Bebase the Rabbos says Aliyah, and Bebase includes the Aliyah. So you have a pasuk that includes the upstairs for Tsara'as Habayis. So who is that going according to? Whose opinion is that? Our Mishnah has a machlokas Remeir and the Chachamim, whether Aliyah is naturally included in bias. So here you have a pasuk that includes Aliyah in the laws of bias for bias Hamenuga. So who is that according to? So machlokas. Amar Rav Chizda, Rabbi Meir here. Rav Chizda says, well, maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan Shita, well, you don't need a pasuk to include it. Hami Rabbanan Aliyah Bichlal Habayis. The Rabbanan say naturally that Aliyah is included in bias. Lamali Krab bias Thribuye. Why would you need a pasuk to include it? So it must be that this bias is like Rabbi Meir, that naturally it is not included, but once you have this extra pasuk, that's why it is included. That is number one. Shita of Rav Chisda. Abaya Amar Afilu Tema Rabbanan Ba'ikra. No. Maybe even the Rabbanan, who naturally include it, that would be fine. Ba'ikra, you would still need a pasuk here by Ba'is HaMenuga. Why? The Salkatai Techamina, I might have said without the pasuk. The base Eretz Achuz Aschemksiv, the Mechaber Ba'ara Shmei Ba'is. Aliyah, Halo Mechaber Ba'ara. I would have said specifically here, you wouldn't have included the upstairs. Because it says, Beveitz Eretz Achuz Aschem. It's not just a bias. But it's a bias that's connected to Aretz. Right? The Ron, Klomar, Bias HaMechubar LaAretz. That's how I would have included. Beveitz Eretz Achuz Aschem. That's why you have to have the extra, the drasha to tell me that even though it is not Mechubar Ba'ara, even though it's only Mechubar through something else, it's through the Aliyah, through the bias, that's why it is included. So, Machlokas, Rav Chisda and Abaya, whether that price is including both. Let's continue and then we'll, make some comments. Come on, Oslo, what about the following? So we spoke about this brisa. So what about the following Mishnah in Meseches Negoim? Come on, Oslo, Hada Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Mishmei to Ula, I'm sorry, not a Mishnah, the statement of Ula. The Mishnah we'll see quoted in the Ran. So who is like, who does the following statement follow? Bias Bebesi Ani Mocher Lecha. If somebody says, my house in my house, bias bibesi ani mocher lecha, mar eyo aliyah, he's allowed to show him the upstairs. The upstairs is like the house in the house. Taima to amrele bias shebibesi ani mocher lecha. The reason that he's allowed to show him the aliyah is because he says this exact lashon, bias bibesi. Aval bias stop. But if he just says bias stab, he cannot show him the aliyah. So who is that like? Only if he said bias bibesi, you can show him the aliyah. But not if you just say bias. Labor Rabbi Meir he. Shall we say that that's Rabbi Meir Shita, who says aliyah is not naturally included in bias? And that's the mashmos of the statement of Ula. The Gemara answers, no, afilu tamer rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan Shita, who say that aliyah is naturally included in bias. So what does he mean here? We're misunderstanding. My aliyah me'ule shevabatim. It doesn't mean what he can show him, but it has to be what he must show him. And that is, aliyah here means me'ule. He has to show him a superior type of area. He has to show him a very nice part of his house. That's what it means here. It doesn't mean that he can. If he says, bias shebabatim, it doesn't mean that he can show him the aliyah. It has to show him something me'ule, says the Ran. V'hachi karamar ehu aliyah al karcho shel mocher. Once you say this, he has to show up on purpose, against his will. Not on purpose, just against his will. To keep it d'amar le'bayis b'beisi, tzarech livrar lo ha-me'ule. You have to show him something very special, not something garua. So that is the the Gemara. Okay, two points. Number one, the Ran does quote another Girsa here that on the first line of the Gemara, we say Bebeis is to include the anchor part of point of the Brice abroad is the second line. The Rabbo says Aliyah. But the first line you see has two Girsos. We have Bebeis, the Rabbo says Hayatzia, to include the porch. The Ran quotes another Girsa in the name of Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Shneur, about the eighth skinny line. Rav Moshe Bar Shneur, who says that it doesn't say Yatsia, but it says Savua. You might have thought that the Bayis HaMenuga only applies to white houses, right, without color. And that's the finish of the Braisa. The base is to include Savua. The Ran Klomer, Bebeit Savua Beminei Tzivonim. The Salkadai Dechamina, Nelech Minigei Begadim. You might say, learn from Saras of clothing. Shahat Savuim Einam Betamim Begadim. If it's colored clothing, it's not metame. Dechsev tseme upishtim. Apishtim shalom nishtanu, apsemer shalom nishtanu. Kamash balon, that's why even colored houses are included. That's the other girsa. Who did the Ran quote here? Rav Moshe Bar Shneur. That is not such a common name. The early sources talk about even, where does the word Shneur, where does that name come from? There is a Yamshel Shlomo that goes through a lot of the names of the Rishonim, the early names, in Gittin, Perek Dal, and Simen Chavav, that's where it would be, in Gittin where he talks about all different names. So there he says, Shamati. So he quotes various names. Where does it come from? He quotes the name Zalman. He quotes the name, continuing, After Zalman, he quotes Yikutiel, but that's where it might come from. And then he quotes for us, for our purposes. V'gamani katan yadati. I know the following story. Lizakeni Arena Menachem Sion Hoyelo Ben. I know my grandfather, he had a son. V'shem Aviv Arena Rav Meir. His father's name was Meir, who we wanted to call him. V'shem Chamib Arena Rav Uri. There was the father and the father-in-law, they both needed names. One was Meir, one was Uri. V'hayu mechulakim, b'kriyas haben, there was a machlokas. V'karuhu Shneur. And they called him Shneur. One wanted Meir, one wanted Uri, they called him Shneur. Where does that come from? Shneur. Two lights. Meir, who are, v'Uri, are. So there it worked out, because both names mean the same thing. So they took Meir and Uri, and they made it Shneur. V'din, this is how the source of the word Shneir. That's what the Yavshe Shlomo suggests. And then he quotes, Shlomo is Mechune Shlumka, Shlumtzia, right, all these, you don't have to write that. It goes into other names, but that is the Yavshe Shlomo and Gittin. That is the source for Shneir, but you have it right here, Rishon, that whose name is Shneir, Rabbi Moshe Bar Shneir. Also his name was Moshe. Right, many Rishonim are named Moshe, as we have pointed out in the past, even though Tanoim and Amoraim don't really carry that name. There's one in Seder Kachin, that's it. But other than that, the name Moshe is not common, the name Avraham is not common, even though all the other names almost all the other names are pretty common, right? David is not common either. But you have Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehoshua, and many of the other Shvatim, not all of them, but specifically Moshe and David and Abraham are not really used until the Rishonim, or the Gaonim. Says the Mishnah. Hano de Benamita, next discussion. What if somebody makes a neder from a bed? Hano de Benamita, Mutter Bedargash. Divi Rabbi Meir. Meir says, Mutter in a Dargash. Dargash is a certain type of bed, as we will see, but that's not included. According to Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Meir, not included in Mita. V'chachamim omrim dargash b'chal Mita. Chachamim say it is. It is included, and therefore you're usher in it. If the other way, like we had, hanodim ben a dargash, mutter b'mita. The other way, if somebody's noted from dargash, which is a specific type of bed, that he's mutter in a Mita, right? And that's the general rule, as we have been talking about. If you say the larger category, you are included, the details, the examples are included, but if you just give an example, right, if somebody says, red this, so then they're not usher the whole category, but the whole category can include red, you always go by, what is the category, what is the example? My dargash. What is a dargash? So, some might be familiar with this Gemara from Sanhedrin, where it comes up, but here it is in Adarim, Daf Nun Vav. My dargash, Omer Ula, Arsa de Gada. Arsa de Gada, a bed of Gada is some type of mazel. So, good luck bed, something meaning Gada, right? God Gedi, right? You look in the Mefaresh, Mita She'orchen Osal, the Mazel, Ve'ein Shum Adam Yashin Aleha. Some type of bed which is not used to sleep on, but it is used for good Mazel. That is the Mefaresh. You look in the Ran also. The Ran says on the third to last line in the Ran, Nogin Hayu La'atziya Mita L'Mazel Abayis, Gada Mazel. Right? And he quotes the Gemara to that effect. A good luck bed. What does this mean? A good luck bed. How are we supposed to understand that? If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here, he asks, is this something that we do? Is this something that observant Jews are supposed to have in their house? Says there the Shita Mekubetzes, Arsa de Gada, Mita Asuya Lisara de Besa. He quotes it a little differently. He says, a Mita that's made not for Stam Mazel. Stam Mazel, we showed him say, do we believe in that? He said, this is a bed that's made for the Sar of the house. L'kavid the sar of the house, l'mazel habayis, ve'ein yoshvin aleha, and you don't sit on it. She'ein lo chadavar, she'ein lo sar l'mala. There is nothing in the world without some type of spiritual force in Shamayim. We'll get to the Ramban in a minute, Bez Hashem. But he says that's what it's the sar of the house, v'ushlucho shel makom, and it's the shliach of Hashem, this sar of the house. U'l'kavid ha'makom osen mita l'chvodo. And because to give kavod to Hashem, you give kavod to his shliach, kei nirali lefarish. That's what I think. The ilu lebefarish shehus siman tov b'bayis. If it's just for siman tov, for good luck, nira nichush. That seems like the isra of nichush. Rachmana amar lo sanachashu. And therefore, I think that's not what it means. It's not stam good luck. But it's giving kavod to the shliach of Hashem, who is the tsar of the house. V'raya l'dvaraya, what's a raya to me? Hakisei shemisachnin le'eliyahu l'chvodo. Kisei shel Eliyahu, says the Shita Bukubetzes. What is that done for? The covenant of Eliyahu. Eliyahu's coming. Eliyahu doesn't come. We quoted a few weeks ago. The Shuv of the Chassam Sofer. He's only coming in his neshama. He doesn't need a chair. He's just a spiritual force is coming. That's the same idea, says the Shita Bukubetzes. They did that 500 years ago. Right? Because that is the covenant of Eliyahu, like we do the covenant of the Tsar of the house. That's what the Arsa de Gada is, according to the Shita. So we have number one, the Mefarish and the Ran and others, that it's some type of good luck bed. Again, not good luck in terms of worshipping anything, but yeah, just to have it. So the some of Farshim don't like that, they think it's Nichlish, and therefore the Shita Gubetzes here said is to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlichim. The little problem with that is that the Shita was upset because the first Deya said something that smacked of Nichlish. This, what he suggested, I don't think, or it's pretty clear, the Rambam would not be so happy with it. The Rambam himself, as is known, says that's exactly how Avodah Zarah started. Not such a great idea. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah has many, many mitzvos. The Rambam says 51. 51 out of 613, right, that is a very large percentage, are the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, all the related Isurim of Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam in the beginning, in a well-known the piece where he talks about the history of Avodah Zarah. B'yemei Enosh ta'u b'nei ha'adam ta'us gedola. In the days of Enosh, very early, people made a tremendous mistake. V'nivara atzas chachme oso hador, v'enosh atzmo minatoim. Enosh was also one of the ones who were mistaken. This was their mistake. Exactly the shot of the Shita right here. Amru ho v'ha'kel barakochavim elu v'galgalim lahanigas ha'olam. Since Hashem created the stars and the planets and all the upper spheres, v'nasdam b'marom v'chalak lem kavod, and he put them in the upper universes and spheres, and he gave them kavod, v'heim shamashim hamishamshim lefanav, and they are servants that serve him, re'uyim heim, if Hashem gives them such kavod, he gives the sun such kavod, as giving the sun an orbit, giving the sun such power, well, isn't it appropriate then to give the sun kavod? V'zehu ratzon HaKel Baruch Hu. Isn't it the ratzon of Hashem? L'gadel u'l'chabed mi shekidlo v'kibdo? Right? Isn't it appropriate to be mechabed and be megadel those who he gave kavod to? Kimo shehamelech rotzeh l'chabed avadav hom dim l'fanav. Just like a king wants you to give kavod to his vice president, to his governors. V'zehu kvodo shehamelech. This is the covenant of the king, right? As I quote it, but right, that's why Nebuchadnezzar got so upset, because his nitzig, his representative, was assassinated, Gedalia, right? And that's what he said, and that's like a stain on our behavior to him. So keep it shavu adavar zeh alibam, and since once they started thinking that this was the correct behavior, hischilu livnos lekochavim hechalos, they started to build major temples to the stars, ula hakriv lahem karbanos, ula shavcham, ula faram, bidvarim, ula hishtachavos lemulam, to bow down to them, kadei lahasig ratzon haborei bidaitam hara'a. But it was all at the beginning in the context of Avodas Hashem. Right, Hashem wants us to serve them because they are his servants. V'zeh haya ikar avodah zarah. That was the origins. That was the original sources. V'kachem omrim. Ovdeha hayodimi kara. Lo shehem omrim she'ein sham eloka. It's not that they said there wasn't Hashem. Ela kochav zeh. They didn't say that. Hu she'ir miyo omer ki lo yimilo yura'acha. Melech hagayim. Ki lechaya asa. Ki v'chol chachmei hagayim v'chol malchusa mein kamocha. There's nobody like you. Uba'achas yivaru v'yichselu musar havalim eitzu. That's where it led to. Klomar, hakol yodim sh'atahu akel levatcha. Aval ta'usam v'kislusam. Their foolishness was shemedamim shezeh ha'hevel ritzon chahu. They felt that doing this is what you would want. But then, of course, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, after some time, people forgot the one above, but they just started continuing this avoda and started worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars themselves. Right? That is the Rambam. That's exactly what the Shita Gubetzes says here was the Arsa Degada. Right? So the Rambam, you know, the Shita thinks that the Nichush is a problem for the other Shita. The Rambam would say that this is the roots of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it shouldn't be done. Number two. But just to defend the Shita, just to expand on the Shita, the Ramban that is somewhat known, the Ramban in Parshas Achrayimos, where he discusses this idea that everything has a sar, right? The Rambam would never say such a thing, right? L'shita so. The Rambam doesn't say all these powers that are created. He has to figure out exactly what does it mean, the sar of this and the sar of that. But the Ramban, in a piece much discussed, Perek Yudches Pasuk Chafhei, on the Pasuk, Oh, vatitzma ha'aretz va'efkod avuna aleha vataki ha'aretz es yoshveha, on that pasuk, that the land will spit out anyone who does not follow the dictates of the Torah. So the Ramban explains that it's true, every land, every people has a sar. That's how Hashem created the world. And Hashem has hashgacha, we might call it to help us understand it, direct and indirect hashgacha. Every country, every land of the world has indirect hashgacha. Hashem created a sar, a power, that reports back to him to let it know, so to speak, kaviyachol, what the land needs. Not that Chas v'Shalom doesn't know, but that's what Hashem created. All the lands, indirect hashgacha. V'ha'inyan, ki Hashem ha'nechbad bara hakol, v'sham koach ha'tachtone bo'elyonim, v'nosan ha'kol am va'am ba'artzosan l'goyehem, kochav u'mazal yadua. Every nation, every land, America and Australia and England, everyone has a sar upstairs that is that represents the indirect hashgacha that every land in the world has. That's what the pasuk says, Asher cholak Hashem alokecha osam l'chol ha'amim. L'chol ha'amim doesn't mean only mean the non-Jews, but it means even the Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ki cholak chilek l'kulam mazalos b'shamayim u'gvohim aleihem. Malachei Elyon, Natnam, Liotam, Sarim, Alehem. But then he says, Vihine, Hashem anechmanu, Alokehu, Alokehu, Adonai, Adonim, L'chol ha'olam, Aval Eretz Yisrael, Emtsoas ha'yishuv. Hinachlas Hashem, Yuchedes l'shmo, Eretz Yisrael is different, it is unique, Lo natan aleha min ha'malachim, Katzin, Shoter, U'moshel. There's no sar over Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo, Uva'atzmo. Direct hashgacha. He watches over Eretz Yisrael. Panchilo oso la'amo ha'miyuchad. Shmo d'zera o'avav. That's what it means. V'isem li'segula mikol ha'amim. Kili kol ha'aretz. And there is no separation. There's no mechitza. There's direct hashgacha. Kidei sha'am ha'yoshev ba'artso b'kdushas ha'arayos u'burubi ha'mitzvahs li'osan l'shmo. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes here in Achrevos that Hashem gets very upset by Averos done there. Why? Because you're so close to him. Well, in the palace. And therefore, one has to be, so to speak, on an even higher behavior. This is where the piece where he continues, and he says, all mitzvos outside of Eretz Yisrael are a bechina of what we might call practice. That's his extreme formulation, where he quotes it's based on the Medrash. Based on the Medrash, it's not the Ramban's fault, it's the Medrash's fault. Right, the Sifri, and Rashi also quotes it. The Vilna Gaon tried to change the Gersa, he said it can't be, it doesn't mean that, there's no difference between Tfilin in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but Rashi quotes it in the Ramban, quote the Medrash, Ava bishani megale eschem in ha'aretz, l'chutz la'aretz, heyu mitzuyanim b'mitzvos. Keep doing mitzvos, even when you go to Chutz La'aretz. Shek shetachzeru, lo yiyu aleichem chadashim. So when you come back, it's not new, like a husband who sends his wife away and says, put on makeup, still be mekashet yourself. Even though you went out, so when you come back, it won't be so new to you. And he quotes, like tefillin and mezuzah, that's the context where this medrash is in the end of the second paragraph of Shema, right? That's about tefillin and mezuzah, right? Even though the Gra tried to change it and it said tafav mem, chumas and maestras, but it seems pretty clear from Rashi and the Ramban. But that's the idea that the Shita here is talking about, the idea of a sar over a certain power. There is a third suggestion in the Rishonim. So we have the Mefarish and the Ran here, we have the Shita B'Kubetzes and the Rambam against, but it's expanded upon it by the Ramban, but there is another Ran, not the Ran here, but the Ran in Sanhedrin. The Chiddush Yeran in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf, where this comes up, has a third idea. What is an Arsa D'Gada? Says he quotes the Shita of Mazel, which is what he quoted here, and for some reason, over here, he doesn't have a problem with it, but there he does. The Ein Pirish Nachon, the Chas V'Shalom, Lo Tiyeh Kazos B'Yisrael, Chas v'shalom, devadei asaru, mebnei daku emori, v'yosechamer mimenu. He says, no, what is this bed that's not used? They all agree it's a bed that's not used. The Arsa de Gada. Elo yesh lafari sh'osa mito ha'yu osin l'simin shel osher. It was a simin of Ashirus to show, Hashem, we have everything we need. We have even more than we need. We have a bed that we don't even use. Lomar sh'yesh lahem begadim yoter midik tzarchan la'asos mita shelo l'tzarech. Ubederech hash'alah korinos ha'amita ha'olam mita shel mazel tov. They call it the mita of mazel tov, but really it doesn't mean mazel in the mazel sense. It just means we show that Hashem gives us so much and we have even more than what we need. Maybe that's what he means here, right? The Ran doesn't explain it here. The Ran just says lo mazel habayis. You have to read maybe this Ran in light of the Chiddushi Ran over there, unless that Ran is Rabbeinu David, really, right? Some talk about that in Sanhedrin, but either way, those are the three opinions. Just to end off this discussion with a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. That's what this is brought up in Shulchan Aruch. Where is this in the halachas of Chukos Ha'akum? Says the Rama. V'yesh b'kama she'nagu la'aruch Shulchan. There are those that set up a table that with food on it the night before a baby is gets a mila. And the Rama says it's a problem. It's a problem because what are you doing this for? It's like a siman tov. And then he says, but to set up a bed, we'll cover the chinok, that's okay. Why? Because the Taz says, Kiva, the Shulchan ksiv b'kra behedya. The Shulchan is quoted in the pasuk that it's a problem, but the bed is okay. If you look in the Shach says, well, we're all wondering, but 1 minute, but don't we have something the night before? Mikal Makum says the Shach, Ma shenogin ba'artos elu, she'osin su'uda b'layla shalomachar malanatino. Can you make a meal? You don't set up a table and just leave it there. You have a meal. She'korin vachnacht. Right, that you have the night before you get together, the minhag of saying hamalach, right, which is a pasuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain iser not a problem, says the Shach. The dafka lashum minei macho al hashulchan ulahanicha, to put food and not to eat it, that's the problem. Why, who are you giving the food to? The mazalos. Kachas or mishub davi ka'orech lagad shulchan. Aval b'seuda ain iser, to get together for a seuda, seudas mitzvah, to say tehillim, to say zohar, like the minhag of the Sfaradim is. Right, the tefillah of Yitzchak. Right, so there's that's all in the context of Avodas Hashem. That's okay. We've quoted that there could be a halachic reason for the vachnach. It could be that that's when the status of Arel kicks in on the baby. Right, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about smearing a baby kohen on before day 8 with oil. Gemara says it's okay. Right, you're allowed to smear him with oil. Why? Because he's not an Arel yet. Not an RL. When does the status of RL start? Well, the Yerushalmi has a suffix about Leil Ches. Can you smear the baby with oil on Leil Ches? So maybe that goof of the suffix is, when does the status of RL start? Because really, the Bris Milah can only be done on day 8. But it could be that the status of RL comes before the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. And maybe that's why the baby needs special protection. He has the status of RL, and that's another reason for the Vatnacht. Okay, let's continue. So we did two words of this Gemara. So let's continue. So my dargash. So the dargash Ula says is Arsa the Gada, as we gave 3 pshatim. Amru le Rabbanan la Ula. The Rabbanan say to Ula, is that really true that dargash can mean in Arsa the Gada? Hadit Samba doesn't the Mishnah say in Sanhedrin. Pshin Mavrin, so when you do a Sudas Havra for a king lost one of his relatives, so you come to a Sudas Havra, Kala Ola Musubina Ola Aretz. Everybody sits on the ground, but who makes him ala dargash? And he sits on the dargash. So there's the dargash. So ask the Gemara, Kula Shasa, Lo Yasiv Alai, Allah, Hahu Yama Yasiv Allah. Does it make sense then? If a dargash is an arsa de gada, a bed that you never sit on, does it make sense that the king never sits on this dargash? And all of a sudden when he's an avel, he sits on the dargash. So Gemara says, why is that such a problem? Maskel Ravina, midi dahavi abasar v'yayin. Well, maybe it's just like meat and wine. To kula shasa ibay achel v'ibay lo achel. The whole year, a king can eat whatever he wants. He could eat, he could not eat, whatever he wants. Hahu yoma anan yahavinonle. But by the Sudas Havra, we have a halacha to feed him. In the language of the Shittim Kuvat says, even against his will, right? We want to not stuff him, but that we give it to him. His language is, right, the language of the Shittim Kuvat says is that we feed him, right, to be mahanahim. And we feed him to, let me just find the Hashem, liyashev liyisuvei daite. Right, the halach is, we want him to cheer him up, so we feed him, and he eats. Right, so you see the behaviors might be different today than always. So Gemara says, okay, I have a different question. Ela hakasha, detanya dargash lohaya kofeyu ala zokfo. The Brisa says that even though we used to have a custom of what's called kfiyas hamita, we used to turn over the beds in the Beis HaAvel, which we do not do anymore, we have different types of beds. But the Brisa says that when it comes to a dargash, you didn't have to turn that over, but you would just zokef it, which either means you leave it standing, or others say it means that you just put it sideways, that you stand it up. Again, not making it usable. So if you are an arsa degadahu, but if you say it's an arsa degadah, that it's a bed, the dargash is a bed that's used for whatever reason, but vatanya, we have another brisa that says, hakofes mitaso, one does fiesa mita of the bed, lo mitaso bavadu kofe, he doesn't just turn over his own bed of the avel, elakol mita sheishlo bayisu kofe, he should turn over all the beds in the house. So you should turn over even the dargash. But you're telling me now in the other brisa that the dargash doesn't have to be turned over. Right? So that's the next kasha, that to assume that the dargash is an arsa degada, a type of bed. So we'll get back to that. Let's just continue for a minute. And Hashem said, hello kasha. The Gemara says, okay, that could also be answered. Midi tahavi amita miuchades lekelim. Right, no, there are exceptions to the rule. Right, just like if you have a bed that you never use for people, but you just use to put kelim on. Titania, imaisa mita hamyuchadis la kelim, ain't sort of like a posa. The Bryson said that if it's a mita that's miyuchad for kelim, not for people, then you don't have to turn it over. So maybe that's the arsa degada also. It is excluded, even though it says you have to turn over all the beds in the house, but it's excluded because it's not a bed that is used for a person. So, kasha number two we defended. There's going to be kasha number three. In a minute, but let's just make two other points. Number one is, why would you have to turn over all the beds in the house? Right? Why would you have to do that? Right? Nihuge avelus l'chora is the avel. The Avel is not allowed to sit on a chair. The Avel has to tear his clothing. The Avel is not allowed to wash. Why would you have to turn over the beds on the other side of the house? Right? The Rush in Moed Katan even quotes a Machlokes, what about the guest room beds? It's not even your family. What about the guest room beds? So the Rush in Moed Katan and Siman Ayin Ches quotes the Machlokes between the Ravid and the Ramban. He quotes the Ravid. He says, Kol Mita Sheish Lo B'Tok Beis, appears to Ravid, Kagon, Mitos Ishto Ubanov. Ha misablim imo. Right? There was also minhagim in the days of the Gemara. The Rama says we don't do this today, and you shouldn't do it today. But in the days of the Gemara, there was a halacha of misablim imo. If one of my relatives is sitting Shiva, Rachman al Islan, then I have to sit Shiva with them. If one of Reuven's relatives is sitting Shiva, right? If somebody's father is sitting Shiva, so then they have to sit Shiva with them. Yeah, as long as they're in the house. So, says the Ravid, so those are the beds we're talking about. But if you have guest room beds, ain kofin. You don't turn those over. Even though I own the beds, I don't sleep on them. That's the Ravid. But the Ramban quotes the Rush, argues Ramban zal kasav lo mitos ishto ubanav hamis ablam hein daha atzman chayav bekfiya. Those aren't included. Those are misablamimo. You don't have to have the chiddush. Ela kol mitos yishlo b'tok beso afilu shalach sanoim mashma. Right, there says the Ramban, even other beds, even guest room beds. And the kasha is why? Why would that have to be? Why do you have to turn over the beds of the guests? Why do you have to turn over the beds of that you don't use? Right, that is the shaila. So, Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea, and it's quoted in Shi'urei Harav on Inyani Avelos V'Tishabav in Simin Beis, the concept of a base avel. There are laws that are dinim of nihuge avelus, and there's something called a base avel. He suggests that there are halachas separate from the avel that has to do with the house of the avel, not just the avel himself. For example, machlokas tanoim about when do you have to be kofe the mitos? When do you have to do kviyas amita? Right, that is a machlokas tanoim, machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, moed katan chav zayin. If, right, meaning right when you take the mace out to go bury him, does kviyas amita start right then, at that moment, or does it only start later after stimas hagola, after the burial? Meaning there is a shita, one of the tanoim hold, that kviyas amita starts before burial. What do you mean before burial? He's not an avel yet, he's still an onain. Ah. This is a different din. This might be a din of base avel. And base avel is different than ihugi avelos. You could even have different times of starting. Or Salvechik thought that this is also the language of the Gemara in Moed Katan. That is, you're not allowed to have Talmud Torah in a base avel. In a base avel. Or She'ela Shalom, he thought. He thought both of those were a din in base avel. Meaning, what if two people meet each other at a shiva house? Sometimes it happens. We haven't seen somebody in a long time, and we meet them at a shiva house. So Rav Soloveitchik was makpid. He says, say hello to them outside the house. It's not just a din in saying hello to the avel. It's a din of saying hello in a base avel. Right, besides being inappropriate, that we're not supposed to do that. But it's a din of base avel. Number one. Number two, the learning. Rav Soloveitchik was against the Minhag Yisrael of learning Mishnayos, of learning anything between Mincha and Ma'ariv, because he failed. It's a din of Talmud Torah in the base of El. So the Aruch HaShulchan already quotes that as well. But again, that is not the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Minhag is to learn, and the She'el HaShalom maybe is also inappropriate, but the Halacha, the question is, you could agree to the concept of a base avel and just argue on whether this is a din of base avel or this is a din of nihugi avelus, right? That's not clear. But either way, that is an important discussion about base avel and nihugi avelus. Bizman hazeh, we don't have kviyas amita, as we know, but the poskim say that the extension, and what we have instead of kviyas amita is covering the mirrors. Right, what does the covering the mirrors have to do with turning over the beds? So one could suggest, some of the mafarshim explain, that turning over the beds is, where does that come from? Because there is less Tzelem Elokim in the world right now. The relative has died, and there's less Tzelem Elokim in the world, because every person has a Tzelem Elokim. Where was the Tzelem Elokim? Where did it originate? It came from the bed, right? That's where a person comes from. Right, two of the three partners help create it in the bed. So a mirror also celebrates Tzelem Elokim. That's what a mirror does. We look at ourselves and we celebrate that. So as an acknowledgement that there's less Tzelem Elokim, right, we cover up the mirrors. Rav Soloveitchik was machmir to cover up all the pictures in the house as well. So again, that's not the Minhag Yisrael of covering up the pictures in the house in terms of Tzelem Elokim. Okay, let's continue. Third line, third try to knock out the suggestion of Arsa Dagada. Ella I Kasha Hakasha. The following is a problem. Detanya. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Dargash Matar Karbita Bunofa Me'ela. The way that you can loosen the Dargash is you loosen. Right, he argues on the previous Shita that you don't just zokfo by the Dargash. But what do? You undo its loops, Funofa Me'ela, and then it just falls down. It's a bed that's somehow connected with loops on the side. The Dargash Arsa Dagadahu. And if you say a Dargash is an Arsa Dagada, Karbita Mias. But an Arsa Dagada doesn't have these loops. An Arsa Dagada is a permanent type of bed, not one that could just be unlooped. So that is the final kasha, and we knock out the first suggestion that Dargash means Arsa Dagada. So what's number two? Kiyasa Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar She'elti Lahumi Rabbanan, I asked the following question from the rabbis, Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Shmei. His name is Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava. What does that mean? Either it means he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Bar Ma'arava, or that was his name. Right, either way, Davi Shriach Meshuka the Tzali, he was commonly in the leather market. The Amarli, my Dargash Arsha the Tzala, it was a type of leather bed. We had a leather covering that was tied on the sides. That's what a Dargash is. That's what's included in the Mishnah. That's the Machlokas in our Mishnah. Itmar, we also have the following statement of the Amorim, Ezeo Mita Vezeo Dargash. What's the difference? What's a Mita and what's a Dargash? Amar Yirmiya, Mita Misargin Osa Algaba. A bed, you strap on the mattress Algaba, you go around the sideboards. Around Algaba on top of it. Dargash Misargin Osa Migufo. A Dargash you go through. There are slits or holes in the side, and you go right through the middle, you don't go around. Meisve, is that really true? But the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kelim, Kli eitz me'emasai makabon tuma. When is a wooden kli makabon tuma? Hamita v'ha'arisa mishi yishufim ba'aradag. A mita and an arisa, a crib, when you smear it with fish oil and make it shiny, that's the gemar malacha. And that's what's when it's makabon tuma. V'i mita mistaregas al gaba. But if it's true that a mita is wrapped, you wrap it outside on the sideboards, lama lishifas aradag, so why are you shining it? It's going to be covered anyway. It's going to be covered by the ropes that are holding the bed in place. So what do you need that for? So we have to have a different definition of the difference between mita and dargash. Elahaba amigufan. They're both on the inside. They both don't go around, but they both have areas straight in the internal area of the board. Mita ayule va'afuke bebizni, but a mita, it goes in and out in slits in the wood itself, in the bed frame. Dargash ayule va'afuke ba'avkasa, but a dargash goes in and out of loops that are hooked on to the dargash, and that's why Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said before, you can just undo those loops in order for it to collapse. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, my Rebbe, mita shenakliteil yotzin zokva v'dayu. If you have a type of bed with some type of canopy on top of it, so then what do you do for kriyas hamita? So you just turn it on its side, and that's all you have to do. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, halacha k'Rav Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, the halacha by dargash is like Rashbam. That was all the Mishnah about mita and dargash. Now we continue. Hano de minoir, next Mishnah, mutar likanis l'tchuma shalir. That's when he makes a neder from the city. So we discussed earlier, daf mem zayin, mem ches, about the items of the city. But this is like, what are the dimensions? So hano de minoir, if somebody makes a neder from a city, he's still allowed to go into the tchum of the city. The 2,000 almas outside the city, he's still allowed to go in. Because the shach says, in Reish Yud Zayin, ki b'loshim b'nei adam, they don't consider the tchum the city, even though halachically it's called that. Right, for other areas of halacha, but for Lashon B'nei Adam, people don't consider that in the city yet. Va'aser likanis li'ibura. But you cannot go into the ibur of the city. What's the ibur of the city? That's about 70 and two-thirds amos outside the city. If there's a house within that amount, you start counting it outside. So that's considered city, because that's much closer in within the tchum. Not 2,000 amos out, 70 amos outside, that you're not allowed to go in. Aval anodim, and abayis aser min agaf lefnim. But that, if you're no there from a house, then it's aser, meaning right under the threshold. Min agaf lefnim, right all the way in. No area outside is aser. Minolan di ibur demasa kamasa dami. How do we know that the ibur, the within 70 amos of a city, is already considered like the city? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krakas, the pasuk says, Vahi biyos Yoshua bi Yericho vegomer. When Yeshua ben Nun was in Yericho, my bi Yericho. What does it mean in Yericho? Ilema bi Yericho mamish. Was it in Yericho vaksiv? But no, but Yericho was all closed up at the time. Vi Yericho so geres umesugeres. It was before the walls fell down. Right, so what does that mean? That he was in Yericho. It must be he was in the Ibur of the city. That's what it means in Yericho. And you see it's called Yericho. What do you mean? Maybe it means even in the Tchum of the city. Maybe it means even 2,000 Amos. So Haksiv B'Tchuma, no, Madosemi Chutz La'ir. It says in the end of Bamidbar, describing the Arei Leviim, the Madosem Michutz La'ir. It says it's outside the city. And therefore, the Ibur is included and the Tchum is not included. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah in Erevin on Daf Nun Zayin. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Ibur. Says the Tanakh, says Rabbi Meir, no sin karpef la'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim, lo amru karpef ala bein shtei ayaros. Rabbi Meir holds that the Tchum, the 2,000 amos, always starts after 70 and two-thirds amos outside the city. That's when you start counting the 2,000 amos. And the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, no, that whole shear of 70 and two-thirds is when you have two cities near each other. If the 70 and two-thirds amos outside their city then overlap, you could count those two as one big city. That's the only thing about 70 and two-thirds, to combine cities. That's the language. Lo amar karpef ala bein shtei ayaros. That's what it is, but it's not stam that you always start counting the tchum outside. And that's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is Machmir. The Mechaber holds like the Rabbanan, like the Rambam. That is Machmir. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Chelek Dalit of the Mishnah Berurah, right? The forgotten Chelek. Shin Tzadi Ches Sif Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Dira, Shehu Yotzei Me'ahir, Uhai Imhaya Beino Ve'ne'ir Shivim Ambo, Shnei Shlishim, Ve'chulu, Arizim Mitzarif Le'ir Ve'nechshav Bimena. Kshemodim La, Apayim Amal L'chol Ruach, when you count 2,000 Amos outside the city, you count outside the house, right? Not only between two cities, but if there's a house outside the city, you could also use 70 and 2/3 for that. And then the Ramah says, Ve'yesh Omrim, She'eim Aschilim L'mdom Miyadim Min Abayis, even from outside the house. You don't start counting the 2,000 animals from the house. Elamotzkin chutzal apnei rocha va'ir neged abayis umarchikin misham shivim ama v'shirayin umaschilin v'chein b'chol makom shemodedin. Also, whenever you measure, says the Rama Pirish, the Mishnah Berurah says k'she'ein shom beis dira b'toch shivim ama nosdim gam kim shivim ama v'shirayim la'ir v'achar kach modedin hatchum. Right, that's the machlokas, the mayor and the chacham, and the machlokas, machaber, and the ramah. V'cheinirali lahakel, says the ramah, that you can be makel, that every tchum is 2,070 and 2/3 amos outside the city. Good, back to our discussion here of what is considered inside and outside the city. The Ibor is inside the city, the Tchum is considered outside the city. Which comes up not only here, obviously by Nedarim, and it comes up by other areas of Halacha as well. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud discusses davening, saying Tfilas HaDerech. You have to say Tfilas HaDerech when you're at the beginning of your journey, but as long as you're not within the new city, right, you can still say Tfilas HaDerech. What's considered being in the city? What about the Tchum? What about the Ibor? Right, it comes up in areas of Halacha. Vaita, let's finish up. Avam na agaf ala chutzlo. But outside the house, mina agaf ala chutz, from the threshold out, no. Masiv Rav Mari, for 1 minute, viyotza akoy mina abayis. By Tsaras HaBayis, declaring it a Bayis HaMenuga, which we didn't even mention before, but it's one of the three halachas, Sanhedrin and Aleph, that at least according to one opinion, might not have ever happened. A Bayis HaMenuga, Ben Sora Mora, and Irani Dachas, but other days say it did happen. But either way, that's one day, where Murray says, V'yatzakwim in a Bayis. Yachol Yelch LaBeis HaVyaskir, you might think that the Kohen has to go all the way to his own house, and then declare the house a Bayit Muskar. Tamalomar El Pesach Abayis. He just goes to the Pesach Abayis and then can declare it. What do you mean he goes all the way to his house? The Ron says you have a long rope. A long rope, or the Mefarish says. He sends a shliach to do it. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, what are they talking about? The Mishnah Lamelech and Ilchas Tumas Saras in Perek Yudal, it says, it sounds like from both the Mefarish and the Ron that there's a din of closing the door of the house. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, I have no idea what they're talking about. You look at the Rambam, it doesn't quote this. I think, to declare a house a bayit musgar, that's bepeh. That's not be yad. You don't have to physically close the door of the house. So what do you mean? You might think, go back home and say it. Not go back home and do anything with a long rope. So machlokis be shown him. The Mishnah Malach says, I don't think that the Ron and the Mefarish are correct. But let's continue. So you might think you have to go, he could go to his house. No, El Pesach HaBayis, right outside. E El Pesach HaBayis Yochol Yamotachal HaMashko V'yaskir. You might think he could still stand under the lintel and declare it. Tamalomer Min HaBayis. Ache Yetzim Min HaBayis Kulo. You got to go outside. Okay, Tzad. Omed B'Tzad HaMashkov V'yaskir. Stand right next to, on the side of the Mashkov, and declare it a Bayis HaMuskar of Tzaras. How do you know if you went all the way to the house and said it? Osha amatachas ashkof v'hiskir, or you stood under the mashkof and you said it. Shiskir muskar. How do you know it works? Tamalomar v'hiskir is abayis b'kol makom. So you see, even under the shkof is considered outside. So how could our Mishnah say it's considered a right? Are you ready? What bachutz? So how could our Mishnah say that it's still usur underneath? So shiny gabi bayis d'chsiv min habayis. No, here is different, because it says you have to go out from the house. Until you go out from the entire house, right, bottom line of the Ron, right, but by Nedarim it's different. Is already mashkof. Okay, again, like we said, there could be differences in law between Nedarim and other areas of Halacha, as we have had a number of times already. Okay, we'll stop here. And that's why we will continue here with the seventh parak of Hanodim and Ayarak in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.